USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some breaking stories. First, the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan is reportedly stepping aside. Ambassador John Bass has been running U.S. diplomacy in Kabul for about 2 years. One report says his departure has been long planned. Defense Secretary Mark Esper's chief of staff is stepping down at the end of the month. Eric Chuning is the latest high-profile departure from the Trump administration. In a statement, Esper says he's been grateful for Chuning's professionalism, judgment, and leadership. An Iranian lawmaker now calling for an $80 million bounty on President Trump's head. That member of parliament issuing the threat during funeral services for General Qasem Soleimani in Tehran today, Trump having ordered last week's airstrike that killed that top commander. And this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Reports are buildings have collapsed and residents are experiencing power outages after an early morning earthquake in Puerto Rico. The USGS says it was a 5.8 magnitude. No word of fatalities or major injuries. The 77th annual Golden Globes Awards held last night. The World War I film 1917 was awarded Best Drama Picture as well as Best Director. Quentin Tarantino's film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood took 3 awards, more than any other film. And while accepting the special Cecil B. DeMille Award, Tom Hanks had advice for fellow actors.
Showing up on time is one of the greatest liberating acts you can give yourself in a movie.
Comedian Ricky Gervais hosting last night's Golden Globe, saying it's the last time he'll do so. The Dallas Cowboys firing their head coach Jason Garrett. They may already have a new one. Reports are former Packers coach Mike McCarthy will take over in Dallas. This is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
3 Americans are dead after an attack on a military base in Kenya yesterday. The Defense Department reporting 1 U.S. service member and 2 civilian contractors with the Department of Defense were killed, and 2 other defense workers were wounded. The attack happened in the pre-dawn hours at a military base in Kenya, which borders Somalia, and the breach began at a nearby airfield with at least 4 attackers killed. The group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility, saying it also destroyed planes, helicopters, and lots of military vehicles. A 13-year-old Oklahoma boy is dead, and his parents and another child wounded when drug traffickers shot into their SUV in Mexico over the weekend. The boy and his family were on their way home from a holiday vacation when they were attacked just south of the Texas-Mexican border. The boy's parents and a 10-year-old boy who was with them were wounded in the attack. And Boeing is reporting more problems with its grounded 737 MAX airliner. The company telling the FAA it's trying to determine if wiring that controls the plane's tail could short circuit and maybe cause a crash. The company is looking into whether the new issue will lead to design changes in the plane. The plane has already been grounded since last March because of 2 deadly crashes, and there's no word when it's going to get approval to ever fly again. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News.